Hello, and welcome back to the Dive and Dig podcast. My name's Lucy Blue, and this week we will travel to the Baltic Sea to learn about a recent discovery in 21 metres of water. No, not a shipwreck, but a huge wall believed to be Europe's oldest constructed megalithic feature found underwater. I spoke to Harald Lübeck of the Leibniz Centre for Archaeology in Germany to find out more about this remarkable find. Harald, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed for the Dive and Dig podcast. We've been hearing all these snippets of news about your recent discovery under the Baltic Sea. Could you tell us a bit about it? Because I believe it's quite an ancient find, possibly one of the earliest in terms of man-made structures.
Yes, it's a pleasure for me as well. Yeah, these new discoveries were a big surprise. You must know that we did in the early 2000s a lot of research on submerged Stone Age sites in the Baltic. And also at that time, we had some signs that there could be also older landscapes preserved in the Western Baltic Sea. It was not our focus at that time. And then 2 years ago, the geophysics came up to us and they had found a structure where they said this cannot be of geological origin, that must be anthropogenic. And that was a long row of stones lying by each other over a length of 970 meters. And then they asked me if that could be a harbor construction or a coastal defense system of the time period of around 6,000 Cal BC. And I said that's impossible, because at that time we have huts and they used dugouts and they definitely didn't build any harbor structures here in the Baltic. And if it could not be geological. Then 3 weeks later they called again and then they said, no, it's definitely not geological. It must be anthropogenic.
Just want to clarify a few things. The depth of this find, it's under the water and it's some... Yeah. How deep is it?
It's now in 21 meter deep water.
The principle is, just so our listeners fully understand this, is that this feature would have not been built underwater. It would have been built on land when the sea level was lower at the stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So roughly how old do you think it is?
Now we are believing that it must be older than 10,000.
And how do you work out its age? Because obviously a stone structure doesn't come with... Particularly if it's an unusual stone structure, it's not necessarily going to give you a clue to it. How have you determined the age?
Yeah, the background is that we had these structures and it was clear that this structure cannot be built underwater. That makes no sense. And also modern examples, we have written that like cable digging in the Baltic or stone fishery or things like that. They are not creating such structures underwater. It must have been something that was built when this area was still dry land. That means with a water depth of more than 20 meters, this must be older than 8,500 years before today, because that was the time when the area was flooded in the frame of the Litorina transgression. Such a stone alignment makes sense in an open landscape. And if you look in the Near East, where you have these desert kites, there you can see that they hunted these herds of ungulates, like antelopes or gazelles. These are animals that we don't have here in our area at that time, but we have reindeers at the end of the Pleistocene and the beginning of the Holocene. We know from the research on Greenland and in North America how people are hunting reindeers or caribous. And that's a little bit the same. They are using these stones placed on each other. They are creating a line where the reindeers follow this line to a bottleneck situation where they can be killed. But reindeers are only living here at the end of the last ice age until the beginning of our Holocene. They are disappearing in the beginning of our Holocene period, in the pre-boreal. And that means if this structure was built to hunt reindeers, then it must be of that time. So the disappearance of the reindeer is the youngest date where such a structure makes sense. And that's the reason why we are believing now that this structure is older than 10,000 years.
No, well, that all all makes sense in terms of the changing sea level and it fits nicely with the period that the reindeer were. But presumably as a single wall, they would need a second wall, wouldn't they? I know the kite structures that you refer to in the Middle East, but they're usually, because you'd need to funnel them. Have you seen any indication of a second wall?
There are two options. The first one is that you have a second wall and that you are creating such a bottleneck situation. The other possibility is that they use the water line of a lake or something like that, and that the reindeers are following this stone wall until they're coming to this lake, and then they try to escape by swimming through the lake. This is also something what is practiced in Greenland or in North America. Therefore, it is not absolutely necessary to have a second stone row. We have to prove it. You must be aware that we have not found now the full structure, and this is our first interpretation. Yeah, we need now much more time to investigate the full structure and to learn especially how the ends of these structures are looking like.
So to date, how have you documented? I mean, I've seen some beautiful long lines which look very convincing, but I've also read things that say you've counted over 1,600 stones, which means you've obviously looked at it in quite a lot of detail. How have you done the documentation to date?
It was done by the Department of Geophysics at Kiel University. The responsible researcher, Jakob Gersten, he is now working for the Leibniz Institute for Baltic Research at Rostock, and they have the equipment. When we did that 20 years ago, we made good work, but now if you see the differences, how exact they can make the measurements today, that's a huge step forward. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. Has anybody dived this thing, or is it just through remote sensing?
No, we were also diving there, but problem was we had very bad conditions. So at the moment we had only four dives that we were able to do there. So, and you have to be aware, it's in 20 meter deep water and it's Baltic. It's not Mediterranean Sea or Red Sea. It's a completely different water conditions. Yeah. Sometimes the visibility in the Baltic is very good, but it depends very much on the current and on the algae in the water. So it changes completely from one week to another. So.
Yeah, no, I remember my days of diving in the UK waters. It's not so dissimilar, I think, when invisibility and you can't see your hand. So is there any indication of other material in the landscape that would hint towards, you know, this space being used 10,000 years ago? Or is it just this single wall? I guess maybe you haven't had a chance to look into that detail yet.
We have south of this wall a lake. Definitely, because we have the organic sediments of the lake. But so far, we got only samples from the surface of this lake, and they are dating already at around 9,000 before. We need more dates from the deeper parts of this lake basin. This is also a task for the geologists, and we have to reconstruct this paleo landscape. That is really important. We can understand the structure only when we have also reconstructed the paleo landscape. So this is absolutely necessary to work here in an interdisciplinary team with the geophysics, the geologists, and the paleobotanics, and archaeologists, if we will find bones there, and archaeologists finally. Yeah.
Amazing. And the potential for the preservation, especially if you've got a lake environment or the sediments and everything, would be amazing.
East of Hamburg, we have here Stellmoor Tunnel Valley, where we have sites with thousands of reindeer bones. They are very famous. So these are the Ahrensbergian and Hamburgian hunters who are living here, especially the Ahrensbergian. That were the last reindeer hunters at the end of the Pleistocene and in the beginning of the Holocene. There you have this endpoint, and something like that, that is something what the biggest wish to find, this final point where the reindeers were killed and bones are found in the waste layers in the water and so on. If this is really such an hunting structure, an early human architecture, then there must be somewhere in the neighborhood such a place where you can find all these bones and the other waste, or maybe also wooden arrow shafts or things like that, like in Stellmoor underwater there.
What are the plans for the future?
Yeah, at first we need more money and we need more time. And then we have to investigate this special structure on the Blinkerwall more in detail. We have to do additional geological investigations there. And the funny thing is that already in 2004, when we did this research on the Litorina coastal development and we looked for these late Mesolithic coastal sites in the Baltic, we had seen such structures in our site scan measurements, but we didn't realize at that time what it is because we were not focused on that. That's so my former colleague, the geophysic Gerd Franz Tauber, this was my companion at that time, he wrote me an email, Harald, we had three sites where we had seen such structures already, but we didn't were aware about what it is. Then we got further information from other areas at the German Baltic coast and also from the Danish Baltic coast. So we have now five spots at the German coast and two at least at the Danish coast.
Yeah, no, it's amazing that you can go and revisit this legacy data and you know, re-examine these things. But do you think it was the length in particular that made this stand out over and above some of the previous ones? I mean, why was it the geophysicists said you've got to pay attention to this one and they hadn't previously?
Oh, no. This site, it's not the Blinker Wall, it's a Blinker Hill. It's called Blinker Hill because of all the sport fishermen who are fishing there and losing their blinkers. and the geophysics using this spot since 20 or 30 years to test their new equipment and so on.
I see.
And then on one of these excursions with students, they didn't measure not only the Blinker Hill, but also the neighboring area. And then was this, looks like a small peninsula. And on this peninsula, there they found this stone wall structure. So it was absolutely accidentally. But Jakob Gersen was somebody who tried to understand everything what he had seen there on the sea bottom. And then he had this stone row and he had no explanations for it. So, and 20 years ago, we were not focused on that. And we were not aware that such old structures could be preserved. We had seen such structures as well, but we were focused on our coastlines. And on
it all makes sense. And I think... I really like this idea that we think differently about, you know, the past. I remember when I studied for my own PhD many decades ago, the Bronze Age was thought of as some sort of, you know, unsophisticated landscape. Whereas now we can move back 10,000 years and realise that our ancestors, you know, were so much more sophisticated. And so we're thinking differently about how we identify and interpret landscapes. I mean, it's really exciting. And obviously technology helps us with that.
If this is really the case, that we have more than one structure of this kind preserved at the bottom of the Western Baltic, then it shows that this was a normal structure that they had built at the time. And that means that already at the end of the Pleistocene, at the end of the last ice age, people created human landscapes much earlier than everybody expected. They are always saying these are hunter-gatherers, they are moving around, they have no plan where they are sitting, they are only running after the reindeers and so things like that. But at the moment it looks like that they had created already a human landscape, now still preserved in that areas where early Holocene landscape were only slightly modified. That means underwater. Because everywhere above the water we had agriculture and everything like that, and such structures are destroyed today.
No, you're right. That's, I think, to me, that's the takeaway, isn't it? You know, the idea that humans were essentially, you know, developing their landscapes much earlier than we think. So it's really exciting. Yeah. Well, I really hope that you find the funding to continue because it's such important work. And as you say, it sort of changes our understanding of the past quite considerably. And I'm really, really grateful to you for sharing your discovery and explaining a little bit more about the site and how it's dated and what it was used for. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Lucy.
Thanks, Harald, for a really interesting insight into the Blinker Wall. It's such a great name. I particularly like the way that Harald and his interdisciplinary team of researchers plan to revisit similar legacy datasets and re-examine these features now that they understand the potential of the geophysical signatures. Importantly, though, this remarkable discovery yet again pushes back the boundaries of what our ancestors achieved thousands of years ago. And thanks to you all for listening to the Dive and Dig podcast, brought to you by the Honor Frost Foundation, a charity that supports research into maritime archaeology in the Eastern Mediterranean.